Okay, everybody, we're going to get started here. I'm going to read the Bivens decision. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency, federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the Bivens decision? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of or agency of the law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the Bivens decisions for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, township agencies present? Is there any response to the business decision for the third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay, so the major reason for this call is I wanted to go over, I don't know how many of you actually sat in the call with Lisa or actually watched the video afterwards about standing up to four pillars and what they did and things that they went through to actually stand up their four pillars. We're trying to move as fast as we can to basically bring up our pillars and everything, but there's several different things based on Ohio and what they did that we need to address and work on them. I made a list and I sent it out to everybody how I feel on things that we really need to actually stand up and to be ready, because the way I look at it is that if all of us are not ready to actually run a government, then we're not ready to stand. That's how I look at it. That's the first part. And we have to get, your general assembly, we have to get our courts, we have to, basically I want to do mock trials and whatever so that we're comfortable with actually doing our courts and running different pieces of the courts and getting it up and running so everybody's comfortable to actually even stand up and actually do this work. So in the first thing is that we really need to stand up the state. So we're going to have to get Aaron and possibly Sue involved in actually doing that part of it. The other thing is we need to finish all of our documentation for how we're going to run our courts, how we're going to run our elections, how we're basically going to run as a government. We need that documentation so that we could say, well, this is how we're going to follow this. Right now I'm working with Max on trying to get the ones that Ohio did kind of converted into what we've already voted on or things that we've done to get those documents done. And we can all send them out to everybody. We can all go through them and vote on whatever it is that we need to vote on, or if there's any changes or any things that we don't like that's in or what Ohio's doing, that we can make it more tailored to Nevada. So that's kind of the second thing I think we really need to do. The third thing is we have to settle down on what kind of seals that we're going to use for our documentation, for, you know, hats or whatever. We need them for Clark County, and we need them for the militia. We had one for the militia, but people don't really like the goat thing because it's more synthetic type of thing. It's not something that we would want to represent our militia or Nevada with. Mm-hmm. So we need to come up with something else. Everybody think of ideals, you know, like birds or even just a copy of the state or whatever it is. If everybody can just jot down or email me, you know, or even Denise, ideals of different types of things that we would want to see on our seal and what the militia might want to see on their seal.
And then that seal also goes for General Assembly and Office of the Sheriff. It could be the same seal with an extra banner, or it looks totally different.
It normally is the same seal as like the county on those ones. Mm-hmm. The one for the General Assembly depends if it's going to be a jury for the state or it's going to be a jury for the county. We'd use the seal for either the state or county based on where the jury's going to be and what we're actually trying to process. So we already have a state seal that Sue and everybody, you know, when we did in the state, we actually voted on one, and that's what they're using now. And that's mm-hmm. what we will continue to use is that seal, because that is our state one. We mm-hmm. need a Clark one. We need one for each county is what we really need. But for now, we need one for Clark. So mm-hmm. we can't help the other counties do their work. They got to do it themselves and try to get their paperwork and their stuff done too. We're here to help. If they need help, we will be glad to help them. Is there any questions so far up to this point on seals and that kind of stuff? Anybody have any questions?
Does anybody have any input on what they'd like to see?
Has anybody looked at the seal that I send out with the meeting to see, is it something okay, or is it?
The flying eagle. I like the colors of it. It's kind of I think it needs a little bit more contrast as far as colors, but overall, the concept's good. There, I know that I put together a list of the things that have to be on the seal. So. Mm-hmm.
But when I created that seal, is the bird that's on there is the golden eagle, which is native mm-hmm. to Nevada.
I love the golden eagle. Yeah.
I've actually witnessed one. I used to fly RC airplanes, whatever. And while I was flying one, I had one almost try to land on my airplane while I was flying. And my airplane was, the wingspan of the airplane was 6 foot. When this eagle spread his wings out, it was probably 8 foot long. Their wingspan on that eagle. He was huge. But they're a pretty bird and whatever, and mm-hmm. that's the reason why I picked it on that seal, but we can use whatever we want. We just don't, we already put out Joshua trees and, you know, sheep or any of those kind of things. You notice in that one, we also have the, it's not Red Rock, but it's the Fire, what is it called, the fire or something?
Valley of Fire.
Valley of Fire is in the background of that eagle. Mm-hmm. So it's trying to come up with different things to come up with a seal. And it has to be so that we can also print it black and white, because there's going to be times we need to do that. Go ahead.
This is Jennifer. I'm curious, I haven't seen any of those samples or anything. Where can I find those so I can look at them?
What samples?
Of the Joshua tree, the seals.
Like okay, I'll put them out there and I'll email them to you.
Okay.
I'll send out.
I didn't get to see them because I was on the telephone call the last time you had the meeting, so I wasn't able to see it. So.
Okay. Yeah, I did like four or five different varieties of like birds and Joshua trees and that kind of stuff. So okay. let me get them all into kind of like a zip file, and I'll put them on the link and get a link so you can download them all, and then you can look through them all. I'll get it for everybody so everybody can look through them.
Cool, thanks.
Is there anybody else that has any comments on that, or? Okay, the next thing I wanted to talk about is the actual juror assembly. The juror assembly actually needs to be fully up and running before we go live. And the juror assembly actually is all of the people. Basically, if you've done your 928s, then you're considered to be in the juror assembly.
Yes.
And the juror assembly, once we get up and running, the juror assembly is the people that actually do the voting for everything, for your elected people. Everything that we do is going to go through. So if you're just an ASN, you really don't have voting rights. That's why Craig pushed for everybody to get their 928s done, so that everybody would have the same rights. Basically, you do your 928s, then you could be a citizen or not. You know what I'm saying? But at the time that the juror assembly stands up, those are the meetings that are going to happen that determine what Nevada or what Clark County is going to do, is going to be going through. Instead of having like a general meeting like we have now, or a business meeting, all our meetings are become juror assembly meetings, which is the same thing, kind of. But it's, you know, more on everything, anything that's, I don't know if I want to use the word legal, but anything that we have to do to run the actual government will go through the juror assembly. And that's the reason why once we get that up and going, whatever, part of the juror assembly is also doing juries, you know, like our courts and all that kind of stuff too. And I want to do like an in-person, we're going to find a place to do it and like do a mock trial. And that way everybody gets comfortable with what we need to do, what the process is, you know, with the bell bondsman, with the clerk, you know, with everybody, each person's job, what they need to do for us to get into, to even get a court case. And then once it gets to a court case, have the jury sit there and listen to both sides. So it's better if all of us, we have hands on, because it'll make us more comfortable to do that. And so what I did is I have a book from Anna that's called, hang on a minute. It's called For All the Juror Assemblies. And what I did is I found videos that actually reads the book to you. And that's what I sent out to everybody. This book is a little old. The beginning of it, there's stuff in it. And even when Craig was actually using this book too. And what he did is he went through and made his own revisions to it, which was really smart. he did actually a really good job of, because there's parts in it at where it says that you can only be a white man to be in the juror assembly. That is not the case anymore. Everybody's invited. It doesn't matter your race or your color or whatever. Everybody can be in the juror assembly. So that's one part you'll read in the book, or you'll hear if you listen to the videos that they talk about. Just kind of ignore that piece of it, because over time, things has been changed on how we actually do things. So has anybody, or I'm hoping everybody has got the videos. I sent them out as a link. If you didn't, I can resend those out again, but we actually all need to watch them, especially if you look in part of the book, there's a part for the sheriff, there's a part for militia, there's a part for, you need to, if you're in any of those type of committees or whatever, you definitely want to watch at least that part of the videos, you know, that's in the book. Trying to think, hang on a minute.
I found the videos, they're very well done, and besides having like the PowerPoint with the words, you can read along, it's also the audio, but it has a very professional voice, so it's easy to listen to, and I learned a lot. You know, I do know that that particular presentation had a lot of committees of safety info, which we don't really do anymore, but other than that, it was pretty well up to date. And then as I've been listening to it, if there is a bulk responsibility, like the coroner or the sheriff, militia, I've been sending those portions of the video to, you know, the people on our assembly for those, and they'll go into open projects. So. And thank you, Carolyn, for helping me on open project.
Yeah, we need to remember that open project is out there, and if there's any information you need, please use it. That's one of the reasons we created it, is to try to also get some of this information. So like this Dural Assembly thing, Denise had them put them out there in open project, and they're on the website too, so that you could get to it easy there too. One of the other things that I think we need to do is we need to, like I said, do a jury court training for justices, clerks, recorders, the bondsmen, any court procedures that we need to do. You know, on our committee, like now, right now, I'm working on the documents that goes with the court and all that, and I'll send those out probably in this next week once I get them done, so everybody can read through them and see. You know, it's basically the committee that's working in the Dural Assembly, in the court area, whatever, like the justice and all that. They need to go through those and make sure they're okay with those procedures or we need to change them or not. So I'll get that document out here soon to everybody so they can go through it and tear it apart, you know, try to make it ours. You got to remember, this is our government here, and not every county or state runs the same, so we got to look at how we want to run things. And before I go on that, on the because Craig was actually using this Dural Assembly book, whatever, he actually set us up really good on where we should be. That's why we're so close on being able to stand up, is because he did all the work and got all the people in the right places and getting their paperwork done and stuff like that. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm so thankful for all his wisdom and what he did to actually get us where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to remember, we wouldn't be where we're at today if it wasn't for what he did for us. And as we go through these Dural Assembly videos and everything, we realize how much he really did do and how much he got us where we're at.
And all the forms that he made. I mean, that's an incredible amount of documents. I think it's 74 documents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did all of the court papers as far as, like, filing for a court, when the jury does their deliberation, whatever. He has a document for them to fill out for that. He did just about everything that we need, and those are parts in the one from Ohio that I'm going to change because I want to use the ones that Craig did and not the ones that Ohio did.
Ohio has. Okay.
As far as that. So those will be parts of the Dural or the courts and stuff like that, the documentation for that will be changed from Ohio. Ohio will be, we're definitely going to use the one Craig's did.
So,
okay. I worked with him on those, and and me and him kicked them around back and forth. Yeah, that's the reason why I had them. He sent them all to me so that me and him can go through them. And he did 90% of the work on them. I was just helping him with a few little things on looking up different ways that courts are run to see what kind of papers we would really need. And then we discussed it because we're not a de facto type court. We run different. So they had to be more tailored to how we run things.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any questions on any of that or so far?
So the Ohio form was it was interactive. When you hit the box that said form for arbitration, then it linked to that particular arbitration form. Who will handle linking our documents? Is Max going to be doing that, or is that
I'm doing that. Basically, when I set up the file server, all that is for us to basically, like, the recorder will be able to put all their documents there. Also, any forms that we have or whatever, I'll have a place on that file server that we can make links to, and mm-hmm. we can put those all in our document. So somebody can just click on them if they need a certain form and be able to download just fill them out. We have to make it as easy as possible for everybody to get to them. That was one of the reasons I created that file server for, you know, I seen, you know, from working with Craig and all that, both of us seen that we needed some way of having all of our documents, because Anna's always said that we needed backups of everything.
Yeah.
We needed ways for people to get this. So this was a vision a long time ago that mm-hmm. we worked out, that I knew that we were going to need a place for all of our documents, all of our stuff. So, mm-hmm. like I said, we worked really hard on that. And that's basically what I come up with is what we got now, so we can do that.
Oh, thanks for your vision on that.
Is there any more information or somebody wants to talk about on that? The next thing that, or one of the things we really kind of need to work on now and get working is the election committee. We need to get the election committee trained and up and going as far as for them to create the procedures they're going to use, how we're going to do elections. Basically, because the election committee works with the General Assembly, you know, because the General Assembly, which is us, basically the people, will come up with all the people that's going to be nominated or wants to run for any certain office. And then that will be handed off to the elections committee, and then the elections committee will then work out talking to the people, make sure that they're okay of being, you know, one of the people that's going to be nominated, whatever. And then they'll work out like a newspaper ad or something that we can do so we can post it publicly. Currently, if there's any money involved or whatever, I'm going to step in because we need to really get this moving and get it up, and I'll actually pay for it. But we could take donations or whatever for the election committee to get whatever they need done. But the deal is we have to keep moving, and money really can't stop us. We don't want money to stop us anyway.
Right.
So.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. One idea I had was to just make a list of all the nominated people and look at the org chart, just create a list. And if we do have two people interested in one position, one thought that I wanted to run by everyone is, can we just leave them both on the ballot? And if somebody gets more votes than the other, then the person with the most votes has the position, the second person would be the acting. Because all of these, like, for example, bondsman, the bondsman then has a bondsman committee. And then if we had a second or third person, they would just be the acting, you know, so that if the bondsman ever left or he wasn't there, then, you know, we've got kind of a backup.
Well, and all the elections, we need to have as many people nominated as possible for each one, and then let the people choose on which one. We don't want to do elections with one person. You know, we need to get multiple people to want to stand up and do it, and then let the people decide which one they think is better fit. So, you know, because if we're just doing one person, that's the same as picking somebody. And we shouldn't be just picking somebody. We need to elect them.
You're saying you'd rather have an election between two people than just appointments.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can come up with a list, and I've got all the vetting requirements for every single, election or every single nomination. We're just focusing on county, right?
No.
Okay, you want to do county and state.
I want to get all the people that we need to elect for everything. And Aaron, if you can step in here, Aaron will then work on the state part of it. But
okay. We're
going to stand up the whole thing, not just the county.
Okay.
So we need to stand up the state to have more standing. Mm-hmm. And basically, Aaron is going to be the one that's working on the state side of it. So whatever pieces that we need that, you know, it's like the militia commander is a state thing.
Right.
We need a justice for the state and the county. So we have to do a vote on the state side too. So there's going to be certain positions and things that we need to run through the state and actually get nominations from the state too. Because mm-hmm. there could be people in other counties that would like to fill those. So we need to get everything right and mm-hmm. make sure everybody has a chance to put in their names. Aaron, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, so just remember, remind everyone, I'm still pro tem, so my ability to get things to happen is very limited based on our current situation until we're standing. So, but I'm going to put forward people to be nominate people into those roles, and we'll see what happens when we have these calls. So I don't know how much power I have to push people over, but I know I can nominate, and so we'll see if we can get that to being voted on. But I'm unsure what's going to happen until we have actually a general assembly meeting due to people involved. So I will do my best, is what I'm saying.
Basically, Aaron, if we know when we're going to have that meeting that we can do the vote or whatever, and you're going to nominate them, I will make sure that we have enough people there to do the voting so that we can vote in whatever we need. First of all, we got to figure out who is going to do what at first. And then once we have those people, then we'll work on trying to get that in the state meeting somehow, if we ever get a actual general meeting or business meeting in the state side, because mm-hmm. Our current people.
Right. I'm happy to push as hard as we can for that. It's very uncertain what that looks like on that end. And so, yeah, so I'm just open to pushing as hard as we can, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Denise. Do we want to kind of set a sort of like a goal or maybe an objective date for opening nominations so that we have like an open and close date, like maybe even today, we start it today and we want to close it by a date?
Well, the first thing that needs to happen is we have to have an election committee. The people are actually going to do that work and gather all of the nominations, right? So the general assembly, which is us, is what we're doing now. We can start trying to appoint people for that and see if they're willing to take it. And once we get the full list of people, then the election committee will then go through vetting that and coming up with the documents and the ballots and all that kind of stuff. And the stuff that what it's going to be in the newspaper to say, these are all of our people that has been nominated and we're going to have election for them in 5 weeks or whatever. And Anna said that we possibly could do it in 3 to 4 weeks,
right,
the nomination process. So,
yeah.
The first part is we need really to get the people involved. We need to get the training, get our documents done. Once we can do a lot of the stuff all together at the same time, which we are trying to do that. But we need to have a point to where the people that are actually going to do the jobs and all that are ready to actually run a government. And we have to all be comfortable with that. And all of us have to be there for them. We have to back, you know, we're all in this together. Just because we're not being elected or going to be in the office, we still need to support the people that are. Let's see the rest of this stuff. Okay. Yeah, once the nominations and once they're posted publicly, Anna basically told us we really need to do the posting on some public type forum or something, either a newspaper or something that hits the whole state. That, and it could be Penny Saver, anything that gets hit to everybody, we can try to put it in. So it doesn't have to be the Review Journal or anything big like that, but any magazine or, you know, thing that goes out to almost every household, we can put in that. So that would be cheaper to do and that'd be easier to do. I'm thinking on that. After we get the bills for nominations and all that, we still need to elect a PKTF liaison.
Yeah,
and
I was going to ask you about
that. A marshal liaison for Nevada. There are those two people will be our links into handling the Leos and basically the de facto part of it. So we actually have to have those people there and ready and get them trained and vetted through the PKTF and the marshals.
Rocky, is that a state and county or just one?
The liaisons are state. Those are state. But they don't have to go through, the liaisons don't have to go through our voting. They don't have to go through state voting because those are federation jobs. Those are not state jobs.
Okay.
So they will go through the federation. But we have to have people in Nevada to stand up to say, I want to do the federation thing. The deal is you can't be an ASC to be one of those positions. You have to be an SN. So, that's about it on what I wanted to talk to, and then I wanted to keep. I wanted to open it up for other people that have questions or concerns, or where we're going, how we're going to get there, whatever. Whatever questions you have, if we can get those. Does anybody have any questions, or? Because I'm thinking it's through all of our documents and everything that we've done so far, we're getting really close to having all the people we need in the right positions. We just got to get the committees more active and actually standing. Because basically your general assembly, your militia area, and the courts and all that, and then basically just the General Assembly thing like what we're doing now, those are the pillars that we need up and ready to go, and we're pretty much there on that. And we, again, we can thank Greg for that because he's the one that got us here. And he made sure that we had all of these places filled, you know, but then after his passing, then we had to refill or redo some of that stuff. But he already gave us the groundwork to getting where we need to be. So we all need to just work together and try to get people. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is when I do live meetings, what is the best times and days? Because, like for me, Saturdays and Sundays are good anytime. But what is it for everybody else? Because we got to get more people in the bills. You know, and is it the north side of the town, south side of the town, east side? What part of the town is it better to do in-person meetings?
Nicole's saying Sunday evening.
Okay.
Or afternoon. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I hope you can make it Sunday. We do have Dean's Place near Silverton, Bass Pro Shops. That's reserved for 2 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah. So that's going to be our next meeting will be that it'll be in person Sunday at Dean's. But the deal is going forward, because I'm trying to do an in-person every other week. And the deal is I want as many people as those so we can do some kind of training stuff and try to go over documents. So it's easier to do that in person than it is on a chat.
Yes.
So does anybody else have any other times or whatever, what's best? You know, it's like 1, 2 o'clock good, or is it 3 or 4 o'clock? What is the best times that people like?
Sure.
I think any time, if it's a weekday, as long as it's like after the kids get out of school, because a lot of the kids are in school. So, I mean, Saturdays and Sundays are good, like in the afternoon. But like if it's a weekday, probably maybe 5, 6. I don't know. That's kind of late too. So I don't know. I think weekends are good.
Okay. Anybody else? We can't hear you. Alec?
Can you put it in the chat, Alec? Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get out the address and all that within the next few days for the Sunday meeting. I'm going to try to do it Thursday, get it out Thursday. Does anybody else have any comments on date times, when we'd like to meet, or when you think other people would like to meet? Because, you know, we've got to remember everybody's got a life, and we have to try to work around that, and I've been trying my best. You know, I'm at a place where all my kids are grown and gone, so I don't, you know, my grandkids are pretty much grown up too. So I don't have those issues with schools and other things or soccers or everything that, you know, you do as a family. And, you know, it's, the family stuff is kind of got to be first, you know, because that is your life. You know, and jobs, there's all kinds of things that could get in the way. And, you know, the only thing I could do is do my best to try to work around all that. Is there...
Nicole's saying that she likes the alternating schedule with one during the week and another one on the weekend. And mm-hmm. I think it's great, too. Plus, of course, our in-person meetings we still have online. So can't lose.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that everybody has a chance, even if you can't make it to an in-person. So we try to do them online, too.
Yeah.
What during the week, like on the video conferencing like this, what day of the week do you think is the best days to do them? It's just like normally, like on Mondays, Anna has her Monday night calls, yeah. Whatever, and the coordinators try to be on that. And Thursday nights is the county coordinator call where we can mm-hmm. actually ask questions or whatever. And that's another thing is if there's a question that you guys would like to ask Anna, shoot those to me. So when I'm on that call, because I'm trying to basically always be able to ask the question. So I'm trying to get on there as quick as I can, try to get my hand up so I'd be at the first of the list, because normally she gets tired after the end of that, and she only takes about 5 to 10 people. So I want to make sure that Nevada, we get the questions answered that we need straight from the top. So if you guys have any questions or anything, make sure you shoot those to me, and I'll put them in my list of questions to ask.
I based our org chart on org chart that Craig had. He was already preparing a county and a state. It's kind of easy for us to do the state because, you know, we have these, all the Ohio. So that's what I use. But the county charts are a little bit more nebulous. You know, we don't have a structure for the county, so I don't want to get it wrong, but there's really no samples out there for us to then build our election for the county, other than we know we don't want to be a mini state. We know that we have basically just land, even though it's a land and soil jurisdiction, we just have our soil based, you know, roles. So there's that. Maybe you could ask her if anybody has developed a county org chart that they find acceptable. Otherwise, you know, we have ours that we did, but like, for example, do counties have chairmen? I mean, it makes sense that they do, but maybe they don't, especially if there's a chairman for the state. You know, do we also have one county?
Yeah, we do have one for the county, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's basically the only things that are not because anything that you do in a county, you actually are doing in the state, too. And anything you do in the state is for whatever county the person is in the state. So when you're filling one, you're actually filling the other two. The only difference is that stuff like the militia, the PKTF, the justice of the peace for the state, you know, like to do your grand juries and all that, are all state. The Marshal at Arms, you have both, one for county, one for state. But those are the only ones that are mostly just state type things that need to be done. Anything that would be considered law enforcement, all that, even when you do the jural assembly, because once we stand up, there's going to be a jural assembly for the state. And that's how you get elections and stuff in the state, is through the jural assembly. That is, you know, because basically, like right now, we're doing a general meeting, okay? Well, this general meeting, once we stand up and everything, even for the state, has become a jural assembly meeting, right? Because that's basically where everybody votes for everything. Everybody does the business of the state, is through the jural assembly. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the videos and everything, you'll see that. So basically, you're going to have a jural assembly for the state, because we have to, you know, not only do you have a court and everything in the state, but you also have a county one, because there's going to be stuff that's happening in the county that only the county courts can handle. Mm-hmm. And if they can't handle that, then they would go to a grand jury or something like that, which would be state. Mm-hmm. So we have to, you know, before we can, the way I feel is before we can really stand up, because Clark County is probably going to be the only courts up and running when we stand. And we need to make sure our courts are up and ready, and we're, you know, ready to try cases and all that. So that's the reason why I wanted to do in person, create like a courtroom. Let's go through the process.
The mock trials.
Yeah. And that way everybody gets comfortable what they need to do, who needs to do what. What the jury people do, what does the justice do, you know, what does the clerk do, you know, what is each job that basically entails the whole court, right? And what is each person's position, what do you do in that position? And also by doing the, like a mock trial, whatever, then we're also cross-training because we can see, everybody can see
what this person. Right.
basically everybody can see what every position's doing. So you may like to do something else and want to try one of the other ones too. So,
or just have backup, you know, if our court clerk doesn't show up on a day, well, then maybe somebody else knows that position.
Well, we need backups because the deal is say we have a jury of, what is it, 12 people, I think, it's in the jury, but say the case that we're going to try could be somebody related to you. So you can't be on the jury. We have to pick somebody else. So then somebody else has to, we have to have backups. That's why they said you want at least 24 to maybe 30 jurors. So different cases, you can spread them out. You know what I'm saying? So it's not all just in one spot. Okay. Does anybody else have any other things that we need to talk about? Or okay. Like I said, the next meeting will be Sunday. And we're going to actually, I'm going to have, trying to have as much of the paperwork and stuff to go over. And so we can all do hands-on looking at everything. All the seals, I'll print out all the different ones I have. And also I'll send you links to them all so you can download them ahead of time and look through them. And try to come up with, you know, even if you hand draw something or, you know, something that you would like or something you've seen that we're just not touching. You know what I'm saying? The more minds we got into this, the better it is, you know, because you get more ideals. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, basically like to, you know, because this is everybody's government. It's not mine or anybody else's. So we all really need to put input into it so that we can make it ours, you know. And that's basically where we need to go with all that, with everything we do.
Rocky.
Go ahead.
This is Jennifer. Denise, would you like me to talk about the homeschool?
Yeah, that was on the agenda. Rocky, do you mind if Jen does a report on that?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that too, because on the homeschool stuff, because I got to get a lot of stuff done. So I need input on what I need to do, because basically what I did is I bought a new paper cutter, and basically I got all the plastic envelopes for all of the stuff. I got all the drive, the USB drives. I'm going to get some cardstock, and I'm going to print all the, what it looks like the front of that book to be stuffed in these plastic things. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to print all those up, but somebody's going to need to cut them and stuff all this stuff. And if there's anything else that needs to be in this thing, basically I need to get with, you know, like Jennifer, if you're going to try to organize that, I'll get all the stuff to you. But first I need to get everything that needs to be.
And Nikki. Nikki's here. So she, yeah.
Okay. So I need to be able to get all the documents.
We'll get it done between the three of us.
Yeah. But all the documents, whatever you want on the USB drives, I need to get that whole package so I can set through, because I got 200 USB drives that I'm going to fill. So it's going to take me some little time to copy all the stuff on each one, right? And I got 300 little plastic bags, and then I'm going to print up, you know, over 200 of the little card things for it. So I'm going to start doing all that now, but I need to know what you need for me.
If you want.
What's that?
Can help me. I said, if you get all that stuff to me, I can get those bags, like put all the bags together if you like. Because I have a daughter that loves to do stuff like that too. So we always make bags for the kids' school for like holidays and stuff. So if you would like, we can put that together, tie it up really nice, whatever. Just if anybody has anything else that they'd like to put inside the bags as well, or have any ideas. But I think we got everything. I think I sent everything to Denise that we were going to put on the zip drive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it okay if I keep going?
Please.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Don't let us stop you.
So the homeschool event is April 19th. It's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So there's going to be 15 tables. right?
Wait, a setup is 7 to 9.
Oh, it's 7 to 9? 9 p.m.?
So between 9 and 9. I just, yeah, we have the room from 7 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Oh, understood. Okay. Well, yeah. What I'm asking is if we could get volunteers maybe for that event. It's in Samstown. Maybe 2 hours out of the day. We can alternate shifts between people. We just need volunteers if anybody's available that day. Each section, each table is going to have the assembly will have their activity, their own table. Like that, we're going to have militia for one table. Also, our business cards are here. Then Miss Denise put together 5,000 of them, so we have a lot of them to pass out, to put on cars. If anyone would love to help out with that, let us know. We can get those cards to you. Also, let's see, our postcard flyers will be here tomorrow. I think that's it. And then we just need to work on the flashcards. We're going to do flashcards for the event, too, so I'm working on those now with Nikki. And any prizes? Do we have any ideas for prizes as well?
I had put down for prizes Lion Habitat family of 4 pass. Yeah, and then, you know, everything on the poster.
Okay.
If you have a prize... No, if you have anything you'd like to donate, we are taking donations. Somebody donated a piece of silver. Another person donated a piece of gold. That was kind of cool.
So the prizes, if anybody's wondering, the prizes are for, there are contests. We have a poetry contest, comedy. We have an art. What else is there?
Film shorts.
So there's a contest. Website that they can submit it to, or my email, or Denise's email. So, yeah, it's all on the card too, the flyer as well. So,
if you know of any, for example, any little league, at night, these soccer leagues, you know, there's just hundreds of cards. Baseball leagues, there's hundreds of cars, gymnastics at night. Just if you wouldn't mind grabbing 100 or 200 cards from us, and then you just throw them in the window, on the driver's side window, in the parking lot, if you don't even want to talk to anybody, that's fine. But lots of homeschoolers do those kind of activities for their social benefits. So if you could either call us and say, hey, you know, on Tuesday nights at this park, there's 500 cars. We could send somebody over, or if you want some, you know, flyers or whatever, just throw them on the cars. It'll take you half an hour. But we do need to get them out super quickly because it's already the 25th, and the event's the 19th, and the art contest, et cetera, closes the 17th.
Also, the meme, for if you have social media as well.
Yes.
You can throw one of those on your social media as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to work on some more social media memes.
That's a good idea. We could post it on Facebook or also on MeWe is another one like Facebook that I use. I could post it on there too.
Yeah.
Also, Jennifer, I'm going to try to be there the whole time. So try to count on me being there to help out.
Thank you.
So is that all we have on the homeschool? Or?
For sure, Jen and her family are going up to when we have the county fair and tagging cars at the county fair, which I think is great. I'm trying to get somebody to let me into Rhodes Ranch. They have 200 families for homeschooling at Rhodes Ranch. There's kids that actually like walk to other people's houses and do classes, and it's like the place to live if you're a homeschooler here in Las Vegas. And I'm sure there's other places like that. you know, maybe going to the library, that might be helpful, but I'm thinking mainly like sports and events. You know, those are people getting out. Those are our peaks, so.
But one of the good things, too, you could
do
is.
Do you know of any spots? If you even call it safe. Okay. Do you wear?
If you have kids that are in school, like regular school, whatever, you even hit the cars mm-hmm. in the schools and the parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's kind of where we're hitting. We're trying to hit those school people and all that, and they may take it home, you know.
Well, I was even thinking the parks, you know, homeschool families take their kids to the park a lot. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if you would like to talk with people there, if you're not afraid mm-hmm. to talk with people, just go to the parks as well, you know, even the museums, like if you just stand outside and just.
Well, Springs Preserve is a great thing. You know, we have to do a lot in a little bit. So if you could just hit a parking lot at, you know, like Springs Preserve, 11 o'clock, that would be a prime time that homeschoolers would be there. But, you know, sometimes their security does, they'll ask you what you're doing. So just hurry up and get the heck out.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. With that said, unless we have other new businesses, whatever, if somebody wants to adjourn or we got something else to go with.
I'll put out a motion for adjournment.
Do we have any second? Did I hear a second?
A second.
Okay. Everybody say aye. That wants to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody say aye. Nay if they don't want to adjourn. Okay. Let's adjourn. Meeting is closed. Stop the recording.
Thanks, everybody.